The Trump administration is ramping up tensions with China again, designating six mainland media outlets as, quote, foreign missions, which it says are controlled by Beijing. They include the Economic Daily, which provides a window into China's views, and five other less well-known publications. The State Department says all six are substantially owned or effectively controlled by a foreign government. In other news, a prominent Bank of Japan board member is warning that policymakers must be ready to act if the coronavirus harms the economy and the financial system. Makoto Sakurai told business leaders that the possibility of the virus taking longer to die down is a concern on the BOJ's radar. Sakurai has supported Governor Haruhiko Kuroda at every BOJ meeting, and some see him as a gauge of how the board is thinking. Sterling rose the most in 6 months as the UK government backtracked and agreed to resume Brexit talks. The pound jumped after Bloomberg reported that Downing Street was willing to talk, with sources telling us the new deal deadline is mid-November. Boris Johnson terminated negotiations last week, but the two sides are now set for daily talks. However, the UK still wants more compromise from Brussels. And the Thai Prime Minister says he's willing to lift the state of emergency in Bangkok if anti-government protests remain peaceful. His pledge opens the door to talks with demonstrators who are calling for more democracy, constitutional reform, and curbs on the power of the monarchy. Prayut Chan-o-cha says he's prepared to make the first move as long as protesters guarantee there will be no violence. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Karina Mitchell. This is Bloomberg.